This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Remote Handled Waste May Go to WHIP. The New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, recently issued a draft permit for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WHIP. The proposed permit allows for the disposal of higher-level waste at WHIP, relaxes the requirements for testing the characterization of the waste, and expands the above-ground storage space. WHIP is an underground radioactive waste repository located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. The waste is disposed of in a salt formation 2,150 feet underground. Transuranic waste is left over from the research and production of nuclear weapons is disposed of at WHIP. Transuranic waste is radioactive waste contaminated by elements heavier than uranium, such as plutonium, and it is a man-made alpha emitter. Alpha particles are emitted from plutonium during radioactive decay. These particles can be stopped by a piece of paper or skin, but are very harmful when they enter the body through inhalation or ingestion. Transuranic waste is classified into two groups, remote-handled and contact-handled, depending on the intensity of the emissions of alpha particles. Remote-handled waste is too dangerous for workers to come into direct contact with, so they must use remote operators to handle the disposal containers. The Department of Energy allows its employees to work directly with contact-handled waste. However, both forms of transuranic waste are much too hazardous for the general public to be in contact with. Contact-handled transuranic waste is currently disposed of at WHIP. The draft permit will allow for remote-handled waste to be brought to WHIP as well. There are many additional risks associated with this level of waste, including concerns about exposure to the general public when transporting the waste. The draft permit will also reduce the amount of characterization testing necessary to determine whether the contents of the drums are safe and appropriate for WHIP. It is currently required that all of the drums be tested to ensure that they do not contain explosives or other flammable materials. The draft permit greatly reduces this oversight and relies upon the records created when the waste was packed, sometimes decades ago. The third major modification included in the draft permit is a vast expansion of the above-ground interior and exterior storage capacity. The exterior parking area allowance would be more than quadrupled, and waste not permitted underground could be stored there. There is a 60-day public comment period to give the members of the public an opportunity to voice their opinion before the draft permit is finalized. This period ends January 23rd. Activists are concerned that the proposed changes in the draft permit will result in additional dangers to the workers and the public. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, more than 1,500 New Mexicans submitted bright pink postcards opposing this monster modification. We anticipate a public hearing in March where the public's concerns can be formally presented. We anticipate that it will be as contentious as the hearings for the original permit in 1999. However, there is much evidence against the draft permit. Going to hearing on a badly flawed draft permit appears to be an enormous waste of time and resources, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about submitting comments, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.